Hello and welcome to another Inside of the Asperger Studios. Today on the show, I'm joined with Kelly. She is a streamer, a YouTuber, a model, and a pyrotechnician. It's a very interesting show. We get to learn about how she got to where she is now in life and how she enjoys what she's doing. So sit back, relax, and grab your favorite beverage, and I'll see you on the other side. Hello and welcome to Inside the Asperger Studios. I'm Reed Miles. Today I'm joined with Kelly, who is a streamer, a YouTuber, a model, and a pyrotechnician at heart. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you for having me. This is really cool.
Now, you said in your streams that you were diagnosed late in life with ADHD. How does that affect your life today?
Now that I've got the tools to manage it, it doesn't. To be entirely honest, when you are diagnosed with something like ADHD, you can let it kind of rule your life, or you can use tools and figure out different ways to make it so that it doesn't affect you, or you can use it to your advantage. And that's what I've done.
So when you got diagnosed, was that like your aha moment to why things were going the way they were in your life? Like why you kind of were like sporadic everywhere?
A little bit. It definitely helped make things a little bit clearer. But again, it was something that I was able to learn to manage very quickly. And I was very appreciative of the people who helped me out with that.
All right. So let's get into some of the questions now. Where did you grow up?
So I grew up in Roseville, California. That is right above Sacramento, in the heart of the valley. And it was a beautiful place to grow up.
So what motivates you, inspires you, and drives you?
Motivates me, inspires me, and drives me. This is going to sound very cliche, but the main thing I've always wanted to do in my life is to help people. Find some way that I can give back, that I can encourage people, cheer them on, make them feel special. And that's kind of been my driving force for the last 10 years.
All right. What is the biggest compliment you've ever received?
Biggest compliment I've ever received. I can't pick one out exactly, but I would say I would say the biggest compliment I ever received was the time that I got hired for a sculpting studio without having ever sculpted anything in my life. The boss at the time, his name is Matt. He's a sweet guy. He works at a company called Big Statues. He liked my drawing portfolio so much, said my work was so good that he knew I could sculpt even though I never had it in my life. And that was just the amount of confidence he had in me simply from seeing my work was just flabbergasting. It was very, very sweet.
So did your sculpting come out all right from when you started sculpting?
I was made their lead detail artist within 3 weeks.
Wow. That's quite impressive.
It was very fun.
For someone who's never sculpted before.
Yeah. I mean, it was a very small studio, but I was the one doing all of the small pieces and all of the little work and then doing the digital work later. And it was a blast. I loved that job.
All right. What is your biggest failure and what did you learn from that experience?
Oh, goodness. Biggest failure. Let's see. The problem is I don't really address anything as a failure in my life, because if something went wrong or I didn't achieve something that I meant to do, it either meant that it was my fault and I needed to work harder, or it meant that, it was a learning experience and it was something that helped me learn and grow and build on that. So I'd say I probably don't have any. Sorry to kill the question, but I probably don't have any one big failure that I would say, because I don't dwell on failures. I dwell on the lessons I learned.
All right. Very good. It's a very informational thing that someone should pick up in life is you should never look at anything in your life as a failure, but as a learning experience.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can you tell me about three influential people in your life and how they impacted you?
Yes, absolutely. So I would start out with my two of my roommates. So My two roommates, you hear me talk about them on the stream all the time, Rukon and Socks. Their names are actually Joseph and Catherine. We've been roommates for about 6 months now, but we have been, Catherine and I have been best friends for about 8 years. And I met Joseph this year and he's just an amazing guy. They've been influential in the fact that when my whole life collapsed this past year, they were there to pick me up and just help me. And their kindness and their sweetness was just so needed that it was influential and just made me want, you know, just made me appreciate them more. And then my older sister, Lindsay, she is a huge influence in my life. She is a psychologist. She is a mother. She is a fitness model. She is just brilliant and never stopped moving. And that's just with the amount of things she has going on in her life, the fact that she stays so positive and so active all the time is just huge influence on me.
All right. What makes you feel inspired or like your best self?
Music, honestly, music rules my world. I listen to music when I wake up in the morning, when I go to bed, when I'm working on projects. I kind of say I'm addicted to music, but music kind of is, you know, the heartbeat to everything that I do. And so I would say that it keeps me going.
Well, a lot of people say music is in a universal language.
Exactly. You can tell how somebody feels a lot of the time by the music they're listening to. And I think that's pretty cool.
All right. If you can turn back time and talk to your younger self, what would you tell her about where you are now?
I'd tell her that we did it. We did what we said we were going to do. It took a long time and it took a lot of work, but we did it. And I tell her it's going to be okay. Because there was some, you know, stuff in my childhood that wasn't great. And I'd say that it's all going to be all right.
Very good positive information right there.
Yeah.
If you can have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
A billboard? If I could put anything on it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'd probably make some really weird joke billboard and put some sort of pun on it or something. I can guarantee it would not be an informational billboard. It would just make people go, why in the world is that a billboard?
Okay. What do you think the world will look like in 5 years from now?
5 years? That one's a tough question for me. I would say that we are in a precarious and unique situation in the world where a lot of people are, you know, after COVID, you got a lot of people who are scared, a lot of people who are uncertain. So I would say that that uncertainty is probably going to grow. But I think that the people who have a solid foundation with the people they love and their community are going to thrive and get stronger. So we just got to remember to take care of each other. That's really what it's going to come down to.
All right. What was your favorite subject in school?
Art. Yeah. Definitely art. And it's translated all the way into my life now. I'm now an illustration student. Like I said, I worked at a sculpting studio and that is the other half of my life. If half of my life is music, the other half is art.
All right. And I can tell that from your Instagram. You are a visual person.
I enjoy, yes, the visual arts.
All right. Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Introvert, 100%. And that's not to say that I'm shy or don't do well in public. That's to say that if you follow, you know, the difference between introverted and extroverted people is if they are reflecting inwardly and outwardly. I know a lot of people get mixed up and think that introvert means, oh, they're shy, and extrovert means, oh, they're outgoing. Well, I can be outgoing. I can be, you know, engaging. I'm happy to be in crowds. It's more that my reflection always comes from an inner part of me rather than seeing the world outwardly, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be and why?
Oh, goodness. If I could be remembered for one thing, I would want to be remembered for helping people, for trying to take care of people and you know, help friends and family and be there for people when they need me. Right. I'd like to be known as reliable.
All right. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got to where you are today?
It was all a very interesting progression of events. If you're talking about just like the fact that I'm streaming now, is that what we're...
Yeah, well, you okay. are in streaming and even your pyrotechnician side.
Yeah. Everything that happened to me was, I would say lucky, but lucky doesn't quantify the amount of work that I did to get where I am. my sister that really influences me, Lindsay, she actually had a quote that has stuck with me ever since I was little. And it's that success is when preparedness meets opportunity. And that is one of the most important quotes in my life. You can have opportunities dropped in your lap at any time, but if you are not prepared for them, then they're going to pass you by, or you might not be ready. You know, say it's a job interview and you weren't prepared for it. Well, you might not get that job. You always want to go into situations as prepared as you possibly can be. So the way that I got to where I'm at right now, I was working an office job a few years ago and I hated it. It wasn't for me. And it, I realized quickly that it wasn't what I wanted to do with my life. So of all things, I was in school at the time and I decided to go on a study abroad trip to Europe. Best decision of my life. So I quit the office job, went to Europe, came home, felt like a new person. After that, you know, I, you know, delved into my studies. I was, you know, still in school and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And my friend Nate called me up and he goes, "Hey, there's a job opening up at my sculpting studio. Are you interested?" I said, "Nate, you know, I've never sculpted my life." He goes, "Yeah, but you can draw." And so there's right there is the preparedness meets opportunity. I was prepared with my portfolio and I went in and I blew the socks off that boss and he gave me that job. And then I worked at that sculpting studio for a little over a year. And then Nate calls me again one day and says, "Hey, I'm working with the King of Random." You know, of course we had stayed in touch and I knew this. And he's like, "But we're looking for a female co-host." And again, there's that preparedness meets opportunity. I spent the last year building and working with my hands. And I was like, "Heck yeah, I can build experiments. I can do this." So I went to that interview and I met Grant Thompson, ended up working as the female co-host for the King of Random for several, several years. And that was just an amazing opportunity and so much fun. And it was like a family and I love them and it was a wonderful time. And so that didn't end up working out. It was for a few years. And then after that, I started streaming. And because of the following that I had gained with the King of Random, I actually was able to maintain
a family.
Not necessarily. This was more that I was able to maintain my trajectory. I was able to roll that over into my Twitch stream and, you know, start engaging with my community a little bit more. And I realized that I just fell in love with being able to communicate one-on-one with people, talk to them real time and not just film videos. And then people see them weeks later. It's more fun, more entertaining for me to be able to talk to people and engage. So that's kind of how I got from point A to point B. Was I went on a trip to Europe. And when I came back, my whole life changed because I was ready for it. And it was a dream come true.
That's a very good message for a lot of people out there. Be prepared for anything that comes their way.
Success is when preparedness meets opportunity.
Yeah, because I mean, things fall in your lap. And if you're not ready, it just slips through your fingers and that's it. You miss out on that chance.
Exactly.
You grabbed the bull by the horns and look where you are now.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Anyways, now we get to some more fun questions.
All right.
What is your favorite word?
My favorite word? I don't know if I've got a favorite word, but I think discombobulated is really fun to say.
All right. What is your least favorite word?
Can't. Somebody says they can't. It makes me very angry. You always can.
What turns you on creatively, spiritually, and emotionally?
That's a little bit tougher to answer. I would say creatively, you know, other people who are creative definitely make me feel more creative in turn. I like being around creative and positive and I like being around people who just want to do things, get things done, you know, make a difference. That's probably what, you know, drives me.
All right. What turns you off?
People who think they can't do things or, you know, are negative about, you know, their situation. It's very important to stay positive, but also to not let toxic positivity take over. You know, you're going to have a bad day. That's fine. That sucks. But if you dwell on it, that's when you get in trouble.
All right. What's your favorite cuss word?
That one I can't answer.
That's
sorry
fine.
About that.
Not a problem. What sound or noise do you love?
Ooh, sound that I love. I would say music just in general. I love music, but I love the sound of cats purring. And my cats are big purrs.
What sound or noise do you hate?
All right, so this might come as a surprise. I cannot handle the sound of explosions. Now, here's what's interesting. I'm a pyrotechnician. I'm around explosions all the time, like the sound of fireworks. Now, the feeling of being near a firework, being, you know, around a 6-inch shell that goes off, it hits you like a, you know, a drum beat to the chest. And mm-hmm. It's really cool. Love that feeling. Hate the loud noise. Loud noises actually make me very anxious. So I just, when I'm working my job, I just have to wear a very good pair of headphones or earphones. I have a sound canceling pair, and then I've got really good earplugs that go in underneath them. And that keeps me very calm and able to work during my shows.
All right. What's your favorite color?
That one's hard because it changes and it would depend on different things. Like my favorite color of a car is red. My favorite color to wear is probably teal or purple. My favorite color to look at changes daily. So if, you know, it just really depends. I'm not a one color sort of person, you know?
All right. What's your least favorite color?
Mustard yellow.
All right. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I wanted to be a baker for a while. For a hot minute, I was actually a professional baker. I was catering weddings and bridal showers and baby showers. That was a ton of fun. I made some wedding cakes. It was awesome. But I never did it anything other than outside of my home. I never, opened a bakery or anything like that. And I thought that would have been really fun.
All right. What profession other than your own would you not want to attempt?
Any office job. I've done it, been there, can't handle it.
All right. If you could have coffee with one historical figure, who would it be? Who would you choose?
Da Vinci. Da Vinci is my hero.
All right.
Of course, we have a language barrier, but.
Yeah. What books would you suggest my audience read?
That depends entirely on what your audience likes. For me, I mostly use books as an escape hatch in my brain. I use books to relax. So I'm not necessarily familiar with as many self-help books or, you know, nonfiction. I suggest reading fiction if anybody has the time because it's a good escape and it's very relaxing. I would say that... See, what's one of my favorite series? Very good series that I would say that's good for if you're reading to your kids or mm-hmm. if you just want a really sweet adventure story is anything by William Joyce. William Joyce wrote The Guardians of Childhood. They have actually adapted one of them into a movie called Rise of the Guardians with Jack Frost. It's very cute. But that whole book series actually holds a very special place in my heart. So I would definitely recommend those.
And finally, where can people find you on the web?
So you can find me on Twitch. My name is Calbits. I'm also on Instagram, also Calbits. Pretty easy to find. We stream 3 days a week and we have a lot of fun doing it.
And that's it, people. I'm joined. This is Kelly and I'm Reed. See you next time.
Stuck in a gray cloud. When you shout out, it's a good year. Get ready to go and you'll